Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I love it when John says, a man can only receive what he's been given from heaven. Everything has to come down. Everything of God has to come down to us. It doesn't come out of us except by the Spirit indwelling. And this is often translated in some of the more modern translations. It's not the good ones. But they leave out that it has to be done in heaven. Whatever you bind and loose, you can do that. No, it's not that way at all. So it means that we have to see into heaven. We have to know his mind, and we have to know what heaven is. The government issues from heaven. It's operative on earth, but the kingdom is not here yet. Jesus said, the kingdom is in your midst, meaning the king was. So it's very exciting to look at this and come to the place where you can see into the heavens. And I'd love to do a tape of the month on seeing into the heavens, because you know my history, that whatever the Bible, I was so naive and ignorant that I just believed the Bible.
Imagine that.
And if it said you can see into heaven, I thought, well, okay, you can see into heaven, no problem. That has to be so if it says it in here. And so I've kind of always believed that, and I believe that we can see things. In the Old Testament, they saw things. They saw appearances and visions and so forth. And in the New Testament, where we have the New Covenant and the absolute dealing with sin and the old man, we should be able to see visions that are valid too.
I don't even think it's two. I think it's a greater.
Yes.
Because you literally have the direct connection to mm-hmm. heaven, and you have the indwelt spirit, and to explain it to you, to give it to you. And so it should be a greater thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And some of the stories of binding and loosing are so powerful, I really can't tell them. But I do. I tell in the manuscript that's coming, I tell one episode, and there was a crisis in one person disrupting. It says if a man, a divisive person, will not warn them twice, and if they don't hear, then separate from them, have nothing to do with them, because somebody that's disturbing the flock can destroy the flock. We know that from sheep. But this is practical and actual and our responsibility. I see it in Matthew 18. As a calling. It's in this case, it's someone who's in error and who doesn't want to repent and doesn't agree. Okay, you aren't relieved. You have to go to prayer for that. And it's not a suggestion or a gimmick. This is the next step, is to bind and loose. And the interesting thing is, I've gone through this, is that Jesus, his ministry was binding and loosing.
Imagine this message coming out right when we're living in such contentious times. Times of great error, times of great chaos, times of great confusion, times of
it feels helpless in this time and hour.
Yeah.
It feels like this huge wave is happening, and it's too big to even attempt to pray for.
Yeah, yeah. But can you imagine the solution? He has the solution already there. And, that's just phenomenal.
And it's easy. It just takes a matter of, well, I'm supposed to know what's in heaven. Then, Father, tell me what's in heaven. What do you want to do in this situation? It's not initiating or imagining anything. But the binding and loosing began with the Lord. And in Isaiah 61, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to anoint it and qualify me to preach the gospel of good tidings. He sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prisoner and of the eyes of those who are bound." See, binding and loosing is Jesus. That is his ministry. He looses the prisoner, the oppressed, and he binds up the brokenhearted. He fixes what's broken. He fixes broken families. He fixes everything. And it's to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor. And he stood up in the synagogue and quoted that. He actually stood up in the Jewish synagogue, I think it was in Capernaum, and declared this, except he did not go to the verse that says the day of vengeance. That day was, and this day, is the acceptable year of the Lord. The vengeance will come, but for now, he has brought all this bound. Think of the man with crippled for 38 years. Mm-hmm. And he was loosed mm-hmm. by the word of Jesus. Lazarus was loosed from death. Mm-hmm. And so was the widow's son. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, "Unbind him. Mm-hmm. Let him go free." Jesus is all about freedom, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the government. It's the government of Jesus that can. We are to bring, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven." We are to bring his reign down into this arena.
Such good news.
So how you do this? You get together with two or more. And you take a situation before the Lord and ask him to convey his thoughts and his decisions to you. He has all the judgment and all the decisions. We are merely servants of his decisions. Mm-hmm. And we don't instigate anything. We don't make it up. And I've practiced this a number of times, and I've had people who reached this point where they wouldn't hear. Mm-hmm. And the Lord brought them through. And I've had many people say to me, "Martha, if you hadn't confronted me, mm-hmm. I would be in hell."
Right.
So it's wonderful. The outcome is wonderful of it. And what I read from was Isaiah 61, and it goes on, enormously redemptive, miraculous. He promises the garment of praise instead of the heavy, failing spirit. He promises right standing with God and the restoration of cities and generations and so forth. He wants to bring his goodness through us, his redemptive power through us into this world. And if we get in the stream of it, it's very easy. It's really very easy to hear heaven. Colossians 3 says, "Keep your eyes fixed on heaven and the things that are there." Paul said, "We keep our eyes on what is unseen, for what is seen is temporal." That would answer your blog a bit that was about not listening to the news.
Oh yeah, the media one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, some people would believe, and I, in my life, at certain points would have believed, when I believed God was not good, that it's tyrannical. It's done in a tyrannical way. That the binding and loosing, it's almost like he doesn't give you the ability to bind unless he's binding in heaven, and mm-hmm. it makes you wait, and it makes you it's a burden. It's a burden, and that's pretty amazing, because in our frustrations and our accusations against him and everything like that, we can believe he's tyrannical
in making us wait. But the amazing real core purpose of it, not only to bring heaven to earth, but to activate and incorporate and to bring us into his kingdom, but it's relational. It's not that he's trying to cast heavy burdens on us and make us wait and make us have to endure and all that stuff. It's more about he wants the interaction. He wants the relationship between he and I and the body and him. And he wants us to look at his face. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to inquire of him. He wants us to seek what he's looking at and how he's seeing. And that's all a relational thing. So it's really about relationship. The binding and loosing
is from relationship,
from a father's heart that wants to be with us, that wants to include us, wants to bring his life through us, but he wants us bring us back always to look at him, to give
to know him,
and to know him.
We've been on that
absolutely
that on podcast, and
actually the last podcast, so the whole series of podcasts were about determined purpose. We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.